This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's get the scoop with Greg David, an AMI communications specialist who joins us from Chelsea, Quebec. Hello, Greg.
Dave, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too, my friend. Always a great way to wrap up the broadcast week, chatting with you. And Greg, let's look ahead a little bit here inside the AMI audio family. We've got a new holiday radio play coming the way of the listeners. Of course, last year we all collaborated and made a really fun version of It's a Wonderful Life. This year it's a show called Christmas Thieves, a small town radio play. Greg, do you have the synopsis here about what this is all about? Even though, you know, I've been part of the rehearsals, I'm sure I could do it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do actually want to get you to weigh in on this. But yeah, you know, I love bringing scoops to the now fans. And so I double checked with everybody. I was allowed to leak this information to you guys this morning. So
I've been under a strict gag order, by the way. Like, I was not allowed to talk about this. So I'm glad that you're here for this.
Yeah, that's what NDAs are for, my friend, and that's why you have to sign them. So, written by Greg Oliver Bodine and produced by special arrangement with the folks at Play Scripts Incorporated, it tells the tale of a radio host who's preparing for a telethon that's going to keep his radio station afloat. But when his cast all falls ill, replacements are called in, and will they save the show or will the show go under? And I heard you joke earlier that you do have a small part in the play, but I wanted to get your take on what the rehearsals have been like so far with this, because I think you go to full record the live, like the official thing next week, right?
That's right. We do a full recording next week to lay this thing down completely. That's why we couldn't play you guys a snippet today. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of comedy involved, and of course, inside the rehearsals, you get folks like Ramya and Kelly McDonald and Mike Ross, Karen McGee, Jenny Bovard, you know, just a whole bunch of fun. And we have a great time. And there's also some sound effects that we're trying to kind of make on the fly, trying to do real sound effect making. And let me tell you, Jenny Bovard, a talent amongst talented people.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of you know, you do have contributors on the show that are also part of these plays, but you know, you don't often get to interact with Kelly on the regular.
No, I don't.
And I love that these plays bring the whole audio team together. I just love that, and I love hearing all of the voices together in radio plays like this one.
Hey, when are we looking at a debut date? I don't even know this for Christmas Thieves. When is it supposed to hit the airwaves on AMI Audio?
So the first time that you can listen to Christmas Thieves, a small town radio play, will be Friday, December the 24th at 2 p.m. Eastern. And if you miss it, you can listen to it Sunday, December the 26th, so Boxing Day, at 5 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. And those are the only two times that you'll be able to hear it until next year, when we'll probably repeat it. But listen to it the first time around, please, either on December the 24th or on December the 26th.
Yeah, Karen McGee did the casting, and she casted me as a urinal cake baron, so I get to play the bad guy once again on the show. Greg, I mentioned It's a Wonderful Life. We had that great broadcast of that last year. Any chance that's coming back this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Twice, actually. So It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, which was written by Joe Landry, and again, with the folks at the Radio Plays Incorporated. That's going to be broadcast Thursday, December the 24th at 5 p.m. Eastern. So you can listen to the new one and then tune into the repeat of It's a Wonderful Life at 5 p.m. Eastern. And if you miss that, it'll be Saturday, December the 25th. So Christmas Day at 5 p.m. Eastern, also on AMI Audio.
Greg, I think our audio technical producer, Paula Dineen, got her hands on this script, because we're going to be talking about some other holiday TV classics here. Of course, as U.S. Thanksgiving hit yesterday, that means we're now full swing into the holiday season, even though Cadillac Fairview has been playing Christmas tunes for like weeks inside the mall. But I'm going to leave that aside for now. Hey, so anything we can expect in store across the networks for this year in terms of holiday films?
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, now that the U.S. Thanksgiving is done, all the Canadian and American networks are going to be hitting us with all of the classics. So I wanted to let you know about a few of the classics on deck. So Frosty the Snowman and Frosty Frosty the Snowman and Frosty Returns both air tonight on CBS. CBS wasting no time getting the holiday programming out. The great Rankin Bass, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, will be broadcast Friday, November the 26th on ABC, as does How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Boris Karloff, also Friday the 26th, but over on NBC. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, my favorite, my classic go-to for the holidays, is going to be broadcast December the 11th on CBS.
Oh, a couple great ones there. Yeah, The Grinch Stole Christmas is one that I absolutely adore. Frosty's a fun one too. Rudolph is classic as well. That's really cool. Now, here's where I think Paula really got her hands on the script, because we know the W Network is going to be showing us a bunch of Hallmark holiday movies. I mean, they started like a month ago, but Craig, give us a little bit of the inside scoop here on some of these Hallmark movies.
Dave, they started debuting these things in July under the Christmas in July banner, which is brilliant because there are so many of these movies. But every single Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night through November and December features a new Hallmark holiday movie. And they feature titles like Christmas in Tahoe and Christmas CEO. And they feature actors like Lacey Chabert from Party of Five, Candace Cameron Bure from Growing Pains, Gregory Harrison from stuff even earlier than the 90s, Ashley Williams and Holly Robinson Pete. So just kind of, you know, talent from yesteryear in these things. And they all pretty much have the same synopsis, where a big city person heads to a small town. They sip hot chocolate, they decorate a Christmas tree, and they realize the value of family and share a kiss in the movie's closing moments. Truly a feel-good genre that people love, whether it's repeats or new ones airing on weekends. And happily, you know, most recently in the last year, showing a lot of diversity in its casting and storylines too. So make, I just like to tune in. My girlfriend and I like to watch these, mock them, and just have a lot of fun. And that's what this whole genre is made for.
So now you can take the hate mail from Corinne Van Dusen and Paula Deneen and Karen McGee about your mocking of these Hallmark movies. Should be mentioned, a lot of these get filmed in Canada. Three of my friends are in a bunch of these movies, Marcus, Erica, and Panise. So it's a busy time of year for them, doing a bunch of press tours as well. Hey, Greg, what about the streaming services? We've only got about a minute here, but what should we look out for on the streaming services?
Yeah, for me, just a couple quick picks. Over on Netflix is a special holiday season of Blown Away, and this is a Canadian competition series that's been filmed in Hamilton, Ontario, and it features professional glassmakers competing to make the coolest Christmas-themed creations, and the four episodes of that are available right now on Netflix. And over on Disney Plus, there's Hawkeye, and that's the new Marvel TV series that just launched a couple of days ago. And I brought it up because it's going to be argued like Die Hard, whether it's a Christmas-themed project, and I say yes because it's set during the holiday season. So check out Hawkeye on Disney+.
Greg, you got sort of 10 seconds here, 15 seconds. You've seen the new season of Big Mouth yet on Netflix?
I haven't seen that. No, it's on my watch list.
Let's try to get around to talking about that in the next couple of weeks, because I thought the new season was absolutely brilliant.
Awesome. Sounds good.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.